Om Shanti. I'm sure everyone knows Surya Bai, but still, formally give an introduction. Surya Bai came into knowledge, I'm sure he was very young, in 1964. That's when I was born. So, you can imagine how many years he's been in knowledge. And so he met Sakar Baba, and he surrendered, came to Madhuban in 68. And during those times, when Surya Bai was here, there were about 10 permanent residents in Madhuban. So you can imagine how much time he had. He had Baba to himself, he had the whole of Madhuban. And the speciality of Surya Bai is that he listens little, but he practices more. So there's a vast ocean of experiences on practices. And I'm sure we're going to learn a lot from him today. Today's topic is original effort for self-transformation. Surya Bai.
So in my mind, there is a thought for today. Day of today. Day of today. I want to make it a memorial day for you all. Are you ready for this? Memorial forever. And we have to learn and practice how to bring transformation in self. It's a very simple method, very effective method we will use today. And this day will also prepare you for Baba's meeting. So we are most fortunate souls because God has come down to teach us, to guide us, to make us perfect, to give us everything that He has. He is our Supreme Father, and He has so much love to us. We can't imagine that. He is the ocean of love, unconditional love for all. He has reminded us, as soon as He came down, He came down in 1936 in Sindh, Hyderabad, and He noticed that many great souls are there. He created a thought. Oh, my great soul, I have come down. You too, come to me. And all great souls had a pull towards Him. They reached to Him. This was a magnetic force God has created. So, from the first day, He started to remind us. And very important thing which I love, which you all love, He reminded us, oh child, you are not an ordinary human being. You are very great. We have to accept it. We are very great. God is saying again and again, you are great, you are great. It's fact, it's true that we are great. Talk to yourself. I'm not only a soul, but a great soul. Hero actor. Great soul. And gradually, we are going to accept it. What happens? Our inner conscience sometimes rejects it. God says you are great, and our inner conscience says, no, you are not great. You are not so great. But we have to convince ourselves. When God is saying, it's true that we are great. So I am a great soul. And by this good acceptance and deep realization, greatness which are hidden inside the soul, they will come up. Our life will become great. Our thoughts will become great. Our sanskaras will become great. Our actions will become great. So now, let us sit in silence for 3 minutes. Let us go this thought inside the subconscious mind. So please, red light. For 3 minutes, you can close your eyes, no problem. Go inside. Make a vision. God, Shiv Baba, in the body of Brahma is sitting in front of me and saying, oh child, you are a great soul. He has put his hand of blessing on my head and said again, you are great. So I am a great soul. For thousands of years I had been in deity form. Therefore I am great. When I wake up every day in the morning, I see my sweet Baba in front of me. I'm great. It's true. Because God has mentioned it. He knows me. I'm a great soul. Om Shanti. White light. Baba has given name to these all points, self-respect. So self-respect, practice of self-respect, makes our effort very easy. It brings easy transformation in our sanskaras. It empowers us. But the thing is that we have to accept everything. So we should not reject. So in this first session, I would give many points of self-respect to you. And you have to become master of that, those points. So first thought is, I am a great soul. Deep feeling. I would say one important thing before I move forward. When you wake up in the morning, at that time, our subconscious mind is very active for 10 minutes. You have to make use of these 10 minutes for your all life, for the enjoyment of life, for success in any field of life, for the transformation of life, for achieving anything in your life. 10 minutes every morning, first 10 minutes, we can say, it's the most beautiful time to create our own fortune. At that time, you must believe our fortune is in our own hand. So, in morning time, and another most important thing in that, our very first thought when we wake up, what we think, you have to check from tomorrow. I woke up, what is my first thought? Make it in your own control. Take it in your own control. And you will experience. Your first thought will become a blessing for your life. Your life will become according to your first thought. So just start like this, Baba, good morning. You have given me everything. Thank you. Many, many thanks to you. And then, first thought. I am most fortunate soul in this world. I am a great soul. Then you can create. We will discuss those all things today in class. So make your first thought most elevated. So I am a great soul. Are you all great? Those who are great soul here, please raise your hand. I want to see the great souls. Oh, so many great souls. All. In this world, if a great monk is giving a lecture, 1,000 people are sitting in front of him, and he asks, a great person, please raise your hand. No one will raise. And we all are great. I just give you a few examples and you can teach people these things. If a person has depression or the problem of sleep, insomnia, he or she must write at night before going to bed 108 times, I am a great soul. Just with feeling, I am a great soul, I am a great soul. And before 21 days, depression will finish forever. You will enjoy sound sleep at night. I have taught it to many and they got well. So they believe that I am also a doctor. But I am not a doctor. Because when a person writes 108 times, I am a great soul, what happens? From the soul, pure energy goes to the brain. It relaxes the brain. It opens the blockage of the brain. And brain gets fresh, relaxed. And depression goes. Because the problem of depression and insomnia is increasing day by day in this world. And it will increase a lot. Because what is happening now? I want to make all the Brahmins beware of this. Now is the time when everyone's bad karmas of the past, all vices which are hidden inside, are getting emerged. So now you will see in the world, you can see even now, brain has become hyperactive. of many human beings, brains are becoming hyperactive. So that hyperactive brain makes them sleepless, unhappy, peaceless, tense, create anxiety. So it's very important that we have to cool down our brain. I'm talking about brain, this brain. So I am a great soul, very useful thought to give pure energy to the brain. So you can use, I am a great soul. You can teach people, I am a great soul. Because I am the child of God, therefore I am great. Simple thing you can teach to the people and they will accept it. And if once they accept, it will start working. About self-respect, I would remind you first, two main important things. Baba's versions, those who practice self-respect, they become egoless. Self-respect will go up, ego will go down. Biggest achievement for us. Because in spirituality, to become egoless is an important thing. If a person who is spiritual, who practices Raj Yoga, but he is not egoless, no achievement. So one of our important aim is to become egoless. The cause of many problems in life is ego. You believe it? Ego. Ego is the worst enemy of yogi souls. Anger and ego. These two are the worst enemy of we yogi souls. And if we become egoless, then we also become free from anger. Ego is also the seed of anger. Second thing, those who are in self-respect, respect will follow them like shadow. All people will respect them. So two biggest achievements. Here are many points about self-respect. Baba has mentioned many times in Murlis. Second, very powerful thought is I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Why I am Master Almighty? Two things. Just as the child of a tiger is a tiger. Child of a tiger will never be a dog. Tiger, powerful. And children of Almighty, they are not weak souls. They are Master Almighty. This is what Baba says. You have forgotten your own powers. I have come to remind you about your powers. You are not weak ones. You are most powerful. Are you? Second thing, when we became Baba children, the moment we said, Baba, I am your child. Baba put his hand on his hand and gave all of his powers to that soul. So on one hand, we are the children of Almighty, therefore we are Master Almighty. But on second hand, Baba himself has given us all of his powers. So we are Master Almighty. We are Master Almighty. So we must also accept it. Talk to yourself. I am not a weak soul. I am full with all godly powers. So now what we will do? We invoke Baba Dada and we experience Baba put his hand on my head and gave me all blessings. That light? Just for 3 minutes. And let it go inside your subconscious mind. I am most powerful. So just invoke Baba Dada. Visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. O Baba, sweet Baba, we are invoking you. Please come down to us. On listening our invitation, he started to come down. Almighty is coming down. He came in subtle world, entered the body of Brahma Baba. Now both are coming down. This great divine angel coming down. He is now standing in front of me and giving me drashti. From his eyes, powerful rays in red colors are coming to my eyes. He has put his hand of blessing on my head. From his hand, the rays of might is entering me in my body, in my mind. He mentioned, O great child, you are most powerful soul in the world. I have given you all of my powers. You are most powerful. You are Master Almighty. Now all my powers have become your powers. They will remain under your control. You can use them. Again, Baba is giving the sti. And he disappeared. Om Shanti. So believe it, I am Master Almighty. Together with me, think now, I am more powerful than Maya. I am more powerful than all problems of my life. Just give this thought to yourself in the morning, 10 minutes. For 10 minutes, you can choose many good thoughts today and keep giving them to your subconscious mind. And subconscious mind will make you most powerful. So we are very powerful. Keep it in your mind, one very good definition Avyakt Baba had given once. What is the problem? What are the problems? So problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. Problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. So I thought, if a weak mind creates the problem, so a powerful mind will destroy the problems. And I started to make experiment of this. And I got miraculous experience in life. Then I taught it to all others and it became a great thing. And you must believe that all problems of the world can be solved by this practice. In many cases, I teach to the people, to students, to young people. They ask many questions about their exam, fear about success in exam, about success in interview, in getting good job in their life. Just one practice. In the early morning, remember 7 times only, I am Master Almighty. And success is my birthright. And result, many students became free from exam fear. Examination fear is also a big fear for students. And those who practiced it, they got free from that fear. They were going to appear into an interview. They got success. If you have any obstacle in your life, in the morning, you can practice 7 times, I am Master Almighty and I am Destroyer of Obstacles. 7 times. Do it for 21 days and many problems will finish. And other practice, I suggest to people, in the morning time, they can write 108 times, I am Master Almighty. If you have any hidden fear in your mind, This is also a big problem nowadays in the world. Many people are fearful and they don't know why. They have lot of fear. Reason is their bad karmic account, their sins. And sometimes bodiless souls, black magic also create fear in many minds. So in the morning, 108 times, write down, I am Master Almighty, and you will get free from all problems. And if there is a big problem, severe problem, you can conduct a yoga bhakti for 21 days, 1 hour a day with this practice. Wonderful experience. I would share one experience. I like that experience very much. A mother came to me with a problem that her young son left her, and for last 5 years he had no connection with her, and she is crying all the time, remembering her son, no contact, nothing, where he is, she doesn't know, he is died or alive, she doesn't know. She came Jnana because of this speechlessness. So she asked, what to do? I suggested her, write down every morning 108 times, I am Master Almighty, and do 1 hour powerful yoga every day. She did it for 21 days. And on 22nd day in the morning, his phone's bell rang up and said, hello, I'm your son, my name is Rakesh, I'm speaking to you. For last 5 days I'm remembering you very much. You are coming in my dreams. I'm coming today to you. And he came back home. 5 wonderful cases. So, Master Almighty, it makes us very powerful, it creates powerful vibrations, and those vibrations go to the world. They can change the vibrations of the world. You can change the vibrations of your home. You can change the vibrations of your office, of your job field. You can bring a big change. But just practice it at least for 21 times every day. I am Master Almighty. You can create a powerful aura around you. Do like this. I am Master Almighty. And visualize that red rays start spreading out. Again, I am Master Almighty. They reached up to here. I am Master Almighty. They reached up to here. Do it 7 times. I am Master Almighty. And a powerful aura will be created around you. And you are safe in that aura. Bodiless souls won't dare to enter this aura. Problems will not touch you. Mind will become full of energy. So do this practice. Concentration will improve. Very, very important thing for Brahmins, because many have weak concentration. Mind gets fluctuated here and there. This is a big problem. So if you have that problem, or some souls have the problem of negative thinking unnecessarily. They keep thinking, waste, negative, and it weakened them very much. One lady gave me phone. And before asking anything, she started crying. I asked her, what is wrong to you? Her answer was, I am thinking so much, so much, so much that my thoughts are making me very fearful. I don't know what to do, how to control them. I asked her immediately, don't worry, sit down just now, write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty, and after 4 hours, again contact me. And after 4 hours, Shivaji smiling, said, now I am okay, no problem. This is the magic of Master Almighty. Third thing, you can add together with this, I am a victorious jewel. Very important thing for Brahmins. And Baba is reminding us every day, oh souls, Maya is not powerful, you are powerful. You had conquered over this Maya every kalpa. You got victory every kalpa. Now too, you will get victory. Victory will come to you because in every kalp you got it. Just remind yourself. So the power of getting victory will emerge. And you will experience victory over Maya is becoming easy. I share you one experience. One sister was giving me phone today. She said, I am in Gyan for last 15 years, but I have lot of anger. My family member laugh at me. You go in Brahma Kumari, you sit in meditation, you wake up in the morning, still you get so much angry. What is the use of this meditation? So she was saying, I am very much ashamed, they say, and my head bow down like this. What to do? I asked her, what about your yoga practice? I do good yoga, but sometimes it's not good. I just suggested her these things. You can note down. I am Master Almighty, first thought. I am victorious jewel, second thought. I am conqueror of Maya, third thought. And fourth one, I am free from anger. And fifth one, my mind has become very peaceful. Mind is calm and quiet. So create these 5 thoughts in this sequence and 7 times early morning. Early morning, in those 10 minutes. And you will get free from anger. Mind will become peaceful. So this way, I am victorious jewel. Just accept it. Victory is mine. I will become victorious. Maya is not powerful than me. The fourth self-respect, very important. And you have to practice it at least once a day. And that very good thought is, I am self-sovereign, king of the self. I am a soul. This forehead is my throne. I am the king. I am Master Almighty. A king is always powerful. So I am a soul. My forehead is my throne. I am the king sitting on this throne. I am Master Almighty. Remind yourself this way. Visualize yourself a powerful soul sitting here. Visualization is important. And then, give these thoughts to yourself. I am the master of my mind. I am the master of this intellect. I am the master of all sanskaras. I am the master of this body and all sense organs. Feel that these five are standing in front of you and remind them, oh my mind, oh my intellect, I am your master. And the moment you accept that you are master, they will also accept you as their master. And mind will obey you all the time. Intellect will obey you. Sanskaras will become very soft. All sense organs will cool down easily. So I am self-sovereign, king of the self. I can give you many examples, practical, true examples. One example I am giving you. One student of M-Tech, sister, a girl, gave me ring. M-Tech, you know, master degree in engineering. And she asked me that for last 4 hours, I am studying my books, but I remember nothing. And I am very much puzzled. What is wrong to me? I asked her, just now you sit for 3 minutes in meditation and do this practice. I am the soul, king of the self, master of my mind and intellect. And talk to your intellect. Oh my mind, first talk to your mind, oh my mind. Be peaceful. Oh my intellect, important thing. Oh my intellect, whatever I read now, you must imbibe them. Just give this thought to your intellect, because everything goes into intellect. Intellect is the power to inculcate everything. So I ask her, that, oh my intellect, talk to the intellect. Oh my intellect, whatever I read now, you inculcate it immediately. Again, in the evening, her phone came to me, now I am okay. Whatever I had studied, it is in my brain now. I am happy. So you must believe, you can start this practice, you can do now. And you will do every morning at Murli time. I am a soul, oh my intellect. Whatever now I listen in Murli, you have to inculcate it immediately. You have to remember it whole day. And you will experience that your intellect listen to you. Your mind will listen to you. Your mind will follow you. Your sanskaras will follow you. Your all sense organs will follow you. You can give order to them. Be silent. So now, let us again do this practice for 3 minutes. Red light, please. So sit here on your throne. See, very sparkling soul. Rays of might are spreading all around. A very powerful soul sitting on the throne of forehead. I am Master Almighty, the King of the Self. I am a King. I I am the king of my mind and intellect. Talk to your mind. Oh my mind, I am your master. Now you be silent. You had been running here and there for so many years. Now be stable and create elevated thoughts for me. Now talk to your intellect. Oh my intellect, be stable. Cleanse yourself. Divinize yourself. You are an intellect of a yogi soul. You are an intellect of a divine soul. Cleanse yourself. Baba wants to sit inside you. Purify yourself. I am a soul in forehead. I am supremely pure soul. From me, pure vibrations in white color are going to my brain. They are spreading in my whole body. So the practice of self-respect itself becomes powerful yoga. So whole day, when you are in your work, in Lokik job, in your family, you can choose 2-3 points of self-respect for a day and just keep them remembering in your mind. I am a great soul. I am worshipworthy soul. I am victorious soul. And you will experience mind is free. Free from waste thoughts. Specifically, while cooking, most important, I am supremely pure soul. If you practice at the time of cooking, pure vibrations will go to the food, one thing. Pure vibrations will spread in your home, the second. Third thing, mind will become free from waste. So make your cooking time a time of your deep tapasya. Enjoy it. and then you will find that food is helping you in purification. Baba has mentioned, those who eat pure food, their mind will become pure easily. They will become victorious over Maya. So, it's our duty to make our food very pure. Can you do this? Can you do this? Everyone has to do this. Baba's important Srimat. Very important. So make a plan of every day how to practice self-respect in your practical life. And it will help you a lot. Now I would like to say you few things. Very critical time is arriving. This entire world is going to suffer a lot. Everyone will cry very soon on this earth, you know these things. And we all souls have to cooperate with them. We have to give them good vibrations. They will say towards God, those who don't believe God, they will also pray God, oh God, please help me, please give me peace, give me your might, solve my problems, make me stress free. They will request God. And what God will say? We should remember this word of Baba. When many devotees remember Baba, oh Baba, please give me this help, this help, this help, Baba remembers his children. Give them sakas. Give them good vibrations. We must know, because they are not connected to God, so they cannot receive God's vibrations. They are connected to us, so our vibrations will reach them easily and they will experience God's help. So it is our responsibility now. We must empower ourselves. We must make ourselves full with all treasures, Baba's all treasures. So today, you have to talk to yourself, what best I can do now? What my best I should do now? What is possible to me to do? What I can do? What I can do, I must do. This is most important time. Last time for making efforts. Last opportunity. I can say you very openly, after 2018, there won't be any opportunity for making good efforts. Any help, sister? So get ready. Prepare yourself and take full benefit of this last opportunity. Hardly 3 years. Hardly. After that, many things will happen on this earth. And it will be very difficult to make efforts. It will be very difficult to come to Madhuvan. We all love you, all love Madhuvan, I know. But problems will be created so much, civil wars will start, many bad things will start, will happen on this earth, and because of the effect of negative energy, and because of the effect of our own negative sanskaras, they will emerge. It will become very hard to make good effort. But those who have done intense practice, they will enjoy that time. They will create vibrations at that time. They will give good help. They will experience that they have become angel at that time. So, make a plan to do intense practice of yoga, intense practice of self-respect, intense practice of bodilessness. These three things are important. Fourth thing also I can add, practice five form. And in those five forms, I would like to tell you to practice one like a drill. Brahmin, so angel, so deity. Brahmin will become an angel, then will become a deity. So just create this vision. I am Brahmin here, soul is sitting in this Brahmin body. On my left side is my angelic form. On my right side is my deity form standing. And now soul starts traveling. I left this body from here, went to the body of angel. For 10 seconds, I am in angelic form. From there, I started to go to the deity form, enter deity form. I am deity for 10 seconds. After that, I came back from there, coming back, I am here. So make it like a play, like a game. Brahmin, angel, deity, Brahmin, angel, deity. It will help you to make yoga practice very easy and very, very joyous. So let us do this practice once and then we will finish this session here and I will give you some homework to you. Red light. So create this vision. On my left side, there is my angelic form, my angelic body. Similar to this body, light's body. On my right side, my divine form, deity form, with double crown, very divine face, completely pure and full virtuous. Now we start this drill. I am a soul sitting in this Brahmin body. I am most fortunate soul. I left this body and start going to my angelic form. Soul is going. Enter the angelic form. I'm an angel of purity. from this angelic stage. I left this body. Now I am moving towards my deity form. I entered in that. I am in my divine form. Double crown on my head. I am absolutely pure. Now I left that body, came back in my Brahmin body. On me, Baba's rays are coming down, a fountain from Baba. Fountain of its powerful vibrations is coming down to me. Homes.